La Grande 102.3 FM is a Spanish language radio station here in West Valley City, Utah. La Grande! It's from this small studio where Gloria Cardenas, an immigration attorney, tapes her weekly radio show for the next Saturday morning.
A lot of problems at the border now.
Okay, ready? Okay. Señoras y señores, bienvenidos a este maravilloso fin de semana. Hoy es sábado con Gloria Cárdenas, que está con nosotros acá en los estudios. Gloria is in the house.
Her Spanish-speaking co-host, Nelson Moran, likes to keep things upbeat. But today, Gloria tells her listeners that some big changes to immigration laws are coming under President Trump.
This is very important because this does affect many people that might be listening to my show. Okay? If you attempt to enter the United States illegally the second time and you have aggravated circumstances, you're going to be charged with a felony. What does that mean? That means if, let's say, you try to enter the United States and you were caught at the border.
Once,
and they send you back. And then you come back a second time illegally, you attempt to enter the United States illegally, and you are caught. And there are aggravating circumstances. We don't know what that is. Well, I'm going to give you what my opinion is on that. You're going to be, federal marshals are going to charge you, pick you up, and you're going to be charged with a felony in federal court. There's no more catch and release. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's no more, oh, go back and try again. Because in the 90s, in the 80s and the 90s, it would be like, oh,
see you later.
Go back. See you later. There's none of that. None of that anymore.
Cardenas uses this show to explain complicated legal immigration issues and laws to Spanish speakers living in Utah.
I've been a lawyer for 26 years, and immigration law is a very challenging area of the law because it is ever-changing with case law, with memorandum, with policy memos, with priorities of removal. But it doesn't come at you every single day all at once. Once I synthesize that, I'm able to impart that to my clients.
Nelson, running the soundboard, is nodding his head.
She usually jokes with me that, hey, you will be a good assistant someday. So, because
legal assistant.
Yeah, legal assistant, because I'm getting a lot of information from her, but she's the boss.
Who are your listeners generally for this show?
I would say mostly Latin Americans, Mexicans, El Salvadorians, Guatemalans, Hondurans, Argentinians, Peruvians, and people that are probably married with children, I would think. Wouldn't you think, Nelson?
Yeah.
This is married with children or possibly in their 30s, 40s, 50s. And I also I've heard other people that are not immigrants that listen to my show because it's a bilingual show.
Cardenas says recently she even has American citizens bringing in undocumented friends or colleagues for consultations.
Neighbors helping neighbors. Just people that are kind people that want to help somebody out. We're seeing much more of that than I think that I've ever seen before because I think that the rhetoric is so harsh. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't believe that immigrants are bad people and that they believe that immigrants should stay in the United States and have an earned pathway to citizenship.
As they go back into the show, Gloria says that she's seen an incredible uptick in fear, paranoia, and genuine anxiety related to immigration enforcement ever since Trump became president. She says her consultations have exploded by 30% since his election. A significant number of her clients are people who know that they don't have a pathway to citizenship. They just want to know their rights. She says many immigration attorneys are getting lots of questions now, even from non-immigrants and legal citizens.
I think the average person doesn't realize how harsh the immigration laws are. I think that some people think, well, how can they deport them? They've been here for 20 years. They have 3 U.S. citizen children. They all go to school here. They've never committed a crime. How is the law going to be harsh as applied to them? And the answer is, it is harsh as it applies to them. And it's more harsh more than ever. So I think the misconception is that it is only going to be applied to the worst criminals. And that's not the case.
A 2015 Pew Research Center survey found that 72% of Americans think illegal immigrants should have a legal way to stay in the country. Still, Gloria says misconceptions about immigration laws persist, such as the notion that illegal immigrants could choose to become legal, but just don't.
Everyone would get legal if they could. I believe that everyone would rather have freedom, would rather have a proper bank account, would rather be paid wages that everyone, that citizens are paid. They would rather have the right to leave the country to see their mom they haven't seen for 20 years. But oftentimes, that's a misperception that they are just not doing it because they don't have the time. It's oftentimes they don't have a pathway of earned citizenship, and that's what needs to be changed. There has to be a way for people to earn their right to stay in the United States through a pathway, even if it's going to take a long time.
Gloria Cardenas grew up in Los Angeles in a Latino community. Her father was Mexican-American, and her mother, from England, married her dad and got the U.S. citizenship after she overstayed her visa. She was always around Spanish growing up, and she says she understands what it's like to cross the border from Mexico into the U.S.
Stressful. Even for me, who is a U.S. citizen who doesn't have a criminal record, flying into Mexico, that's not a problem. It's when you have to drive back and forth on the border. It's hot. There's a long wait lines, and it's also very stressful. It's very intimidating when you get to that line and you want to be let in, and they're looking at you and they're judging you, and you don't know. And my heart even beats hard when I go to the border. Well, I had a bad experience. In high school, I was coming back from San Felipe, and they thought that a group of us were running drugs or something. So, interrogation, medical exam. Car was taken apart. Now, we didn't have anything, obviously, but they thought so. So, I mean, very little rights.
The mics are leveled back on, and Gloria explains more about the changes coming to the border, how anyone caught trying to cross illegally will be apprehended and processed, how more federal judges are being sent down to process illegal immigrants, how claiming asylum is even harder to win now, even for a 12-year-old child fleeing gang violence. How the system breaks up families, how the system, she says, has no compassion. Putting all this into Spanish, Nelson appears despondent. It's hard to be the messenger of so much bad news.
Wow.
But before signing off this morning, Gloria wants to leave her listeners with something.
Hope.
Hope.
Esperanza.
It's hard to be living in fear. I certainly don't know that personally because I'm not an illegal immigrant. But in anyone's situation, you look at historically people's suffering and the things that people have overcome, that there is always hope and there is a way. It may not happen today. It may not happen next year, but it is going to happen. People are going to get legal status. It's just a matter of time, it's just a matter of effort, and it's just a matter of being aware of when opportunities come to you.
I'm Ross Chambliss for Utah Public Radio.
The UPR original series Crossing Borders is a year-long storytelling project between UPR and the USU Office of Global Engagement, providing services for international students and scholars, and facilitating study abroad opportunities for students and faculty. Details at globalengagement.usu.edu. And to explore more of the Crossing Borders series, head over to upr.org.